This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. I'm here with another podcast episode. I'm working to bring these out. I know I keep saying that, and there's so much going on. There's so much content being created, but I'm trying to, not trying, let me erase that from my vocabulary. I'm working. I'm exerting the energy. I'm putting in the time to give you more and more podcasts. Thank you all for your support, your attention. Thank you for all of the listeners. We up to about 30,000 listeners so far for the episodes. And it's beautiful that many people want to tune in and tap into these electrifying thought processes. Oftentimes, we listen to information, but we don't really, we hear information, but we don't really listen to it. And I hate for anybody to get to the point where they're listening to information for the entertainment. And I know I talked about this before, but it's very key and it's very important because we are an overly informed society, but we're not a very executing society. So we have to get to that point where we take learning as instruction for execution. So without further ado, we're going to go into this quick topic right now. And this is basically based off my book. And I'm about to read for some of my notes. It's called Finding Your Purpose. Finding your purpose is like finding an infinite source of energy. It's what you propose to self as a mission you marry till death do you part. You propose your purpose provides fulfillment. It fills you up, performing the duties of your purpose. It's something you would do for free and for the rest of your life. There's a secret of selfishness built into your purpose, much like giving money to a homeless person. And you feel good about yourself. Even though you don't give away some hard-earned money, you didn't gave away some hard-earned money to a complete stranger, it made you feel good. In fact, you got more out the exchange than a homeless person because you just bought good karma. So it's doing work, which is exerting energy. And as you exert energy, you are gaining energy at the same time. It's a recharging work, which is why the purpose for work is less draining. As a matter of fact, you sometimes can't even sleep because you're ready to get back to it the next day. It's exciting. It's energizing. Not like working for someone else where you're giving all your energy to them, their purpose and their dreams, and they pay you for your time and your energy. Money isn't purpose. Money doesn't fulfill, never has, and never will. When I had money as a goal, I met the money goal. I realized that I was chasing something that was impossible to catch, which was happiness and fulfillment. You don't chase happiness and fulfillment. You realize it. You are supposed to be happy while you chase your goals and along your journey. When I quit my job and started working for self, I took a pay cut at first and worked even more hours, but I felt so much better. The frequency of your purpose is the strongest frequency you can live your life on. When your life vibrates at the frequency of your purpose, you start to manifest a life of fulfillment. you find the universe in synchronicity and your powers of manifestation increasing. One way to keep yourself from becoming content on your journey of purpose is to find a reason bigger than self to continue to strive for. Family is always a great source of drive to find a selfless reason so that your success is not dependent just upon you, because often we don't mind letting ourselves down. But when others are there to hold us accountable, we fight harder. All human beings have the ability to choose and define their purpose. The ability to make this decision sets you on a journey towards achieving one's purpose. But you must also have definite answers and plans on how you will achieve the success of your purpose. Planning is absolutely necessary for controlling one's desired outcome in life. Those who plan ahead are forging a road and a map to the destination they wish to arrive. Everything in life has an order. If you wish to not live by the order of failure, then you have to stop falling in line with the patterns of failure. The best way to do this is design your plans for success of purpose. Anyone who grew up poor and had a wish to help to achieve economic success must create for themselves a determined path of action. If you grew up in a hood like I did, you've seen the path of a lot of men took to arise out their economic conditions. The only plans which his environment providing, which were things like selling drugs, criminal activities. Early, you define your purpose, which is to make money, because you're conditioned to think money is your ticket out of misery. And within the purpose, you find your plan to achieve your purpose from those who you deem as examples of achievement. We often update our purpose as we gain to new levels of consciousness. There are lower purposes that only fulfill our lower thoughts and capitalistic values. And then there are higher purposes that fill our spiritual selves and righteous intelligence. A spiritual billionaire is one who gives to others and by doing so makes deposit within self. A spiritual billionaire deposits karma and spiritual knowledge in his or her bank account. A spiritual billionaire has wealth of wisdom and multiple streams of good positive energy as income. Some people have material wealth and are spiritually bankrupt. You find those people spending their money to try and fill their spirit, only to go broke. And when they have nothing is when they gain everything. Wealth is a mindset, the same way being broke is a mindset. When someone say they are broke, that just means they don't work. Because when something is broken, it means it doesn't work. It's not functioning properly as designed or not at all. So never say you're going broke. If I tell you I'm wealthy, it means in one way I have an abundance and I'm working with abundance. So are you working with abundance? The answer should be yes. Working with abundance or working with your assets or increasing your assets. Working with our liability is increasing our liabilities. Knowledge and truth is an asset where ignorance and falsehood and lies are liabilities. Once you increase your knowledge yourself, you begin a deeper understanding of truth, which leads you to your purpose. Why? Because truth reveals a higher level of reason. And when you're able to reason, you're able to find your truth. So let's say I'm a speaker and the reason is because I have a great ability to articulate myself and love helping enlightening others and people. And I get a great sense of joy and fulfillment. It also pays well. So I enjoy the income, which makes me lose sight of the reason. It makes me lose sight of the reason that I began. To do it in the first place. And then I begin to do it just for the capital or the check. Then I'm no longer operating with the reasoning of my why. I'm now driven by money, and money has me taking speaking gigs that are more commercial. They don't really, they pay really well, you know, and I can use my great speaking ability to do so, but it's not formed towards my purpose or things that I actually believe in. But I find myself enjoying the occupation less and less and becoming drained because I'm no longer fulfilled. I get tired of people's admiration, wanting to take pictures, and constant questions. Now I start to feel like it's a job. I want to clock in. I want to clock out. This happens when you lose sight of your reason why. The reason you got started, your true high purpose, the reason you doing it. You have to find your... You will find yourself with 10x times more energy when you're operating within your truth. So self-awareness allows you to audit yourself and get back to your truth. I myself had this very issue being tired of people feeling drained because at some point I was doing it for the money, popularity, or accolades instead of the people. But when I correctly addressed this and reminded myself who I'm able to help and how great of a joy I get from helping others, then I could stand around and embrace people for hours and not feel compelled against my will. The people became the pay, you know, answering their questions, taking pictures, the handshakes, the hugs, and no longer annoyed, bothered, or drained me. I was then energized by it. Once you realize you are born with all that you need, you don't become, you simply be. You are enlightened when you are enlightened enough to handle material and spiritual balance. The reason most people can't find their purpose is because they keep lying to themselves. Purpose is directly connected to truth, and truth is connected to nature. When you are living a life that is aligned with your nature, then you find fulfillment versus success. I hope y'all enjoyed this installment of Finding Your Purpose, the highest frequency you can live your life on. Tap in, please share the podcast with somebody else. Do not be stingy with this information. I hope that you all enjoyed it. Please. And please give me some feedback. There's a way where, you know, you can leave a review. Let me know if you want more content of such. Should I put out more? Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, tapping into 19 Keys Podcast, Electrical Thoughts. Enlighten yourself. Become a key. Unlock someone else so we have a world of keys instead of all these rusty lock minds. Let's change the paradigm. Tap in.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.